Blog Talk Radio.
We're live. Okay, we're live on Blog Talk Radio, everybody, and welcome to True Talks with Ofeofe. And tonight, this afternoon, we're going to be talking about our topic entitled Orisha, Spiritual Weapons and Defense Mechanisms for Today. And some of the things that we're going to be touching on are, who are the Orisha? You know, who are the Orisha? What are their powers or attributes? Why would an Orisha be considered a spiritual weapon? Mm-hmm. And how can we use the power of the Orisha as defense mechanisms to solve today's problems? How to acquire Orisha? Yes, so this is something, okay? This is something, because many times now we look at the system that we're living in and we see a lot of things that are unfair. Many things that are unfair, and we don't want to have to deal with a lot of unfairness that is going on with us as human beings. You know, we always want to, you know, things to be fair with us. We always want to have you know, things work out pretty good for us, you know. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to see all these things causing us a heap of problems, you know, and we wonder, like, we got to go, our back is against the wall and we got to go here and go there. Sometimes you go spend your money to a lawyer, things still don't work out for you. Sometimes you go to the doctor, still things don't work out for you. And, you know, then you wonder, well, you know, what's really going on? What's going on? Okay? So today we're going to be talking about, the Orisha. And how they are spiritual weapons for us to live by, to live with, and help us in our everyday life. Okay? We're going to talk about the Orisha. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is, who are the Orisha? And I'm going to do it basically simultaneously. And before I mention any other Orisha, I always have to mention Ori, which is represented as your head, and Ori is basically the first Orisha. Ori is said to be the only Orisha that comes with you when you're born, stays with you your entire life, and then goes back to the primordial world with you when you die, right? Okay, and so aside from Ori, the first Orisha I'd like to speak about is Eshu. And you know, there's a big controversy with who is Eshu, as the Christian people have written, you know, in the Bible, especially in the Yoruba translation of the Bible, Eshu is called the devil, which is totally wrong, a totally wrong misconception about who Eshu is. For those who practice traditional Yoruba spirituality, and we don't call it a religion because it's not really a religion, the spirituality is about the different sciences, okay? That Eshu is known as the divine messenger. Okay? Eshu, some people say Eshu is a trickster, but Eshu, to me, is the person or the divinity that balances things out. sometimes you might think it needs to be your way, but then it's the other way, okay? And in any event, everything gets balanced out. If I had to say who Eshu is like, when as the divine messenger, he's the go-between between everybody, like the doorman, like the keeper. Ashe, O'Neill, I see you. Ashe, happy new month to you. Mm-hmm. Alafia. Mm-hmm. And so Eshu is, you know, known as the divine messenger. And Eshu can do very miraculous things. And he does things in such a way, like I say, to balance things out. But we all have to know that with every Orisha, we're talking about spiritual energy. We're talking about energies, okay? Not an actual person per se, but an energy, okay? So Eshu is the energy of communication, intervention, in order to balance out things between whichever side has the issue, whether it's a message from Olodumare, from the, you know, the spiritual energy of that, you know, its creator of the humans, right? Whether it's from Olodumare, Olorun, Olofi, whether it's from any of the other Orishas, whether it's from one person to the next, whether it's from your ancestors to you, the Eshu is up in everybody's business. Anyway, that energy of knowing, because you know how the universe is. Eshu is like the universe, you know. You say something out of your mouth and Eshu put it back in your face, right? Okay? And sometimes the things we say is what brings the balance, what brings us back into balance. And the things we do is what brings us back into balance. Ashe, 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 okay? So, Eshu, I'm going to give you an example of my own story with the power of Eshu. And, you know, I don't want to go into a lot of detail about the Yoruba and the deity, because the Yoruba and, you know, many other places in Africa, they know, they work with that same kind of energy, okay? It may be called things differently, slightly different, but in the Yoruba perspective, that energy is called Eshu. So Eshu is like, you know, issue, you know that? Okay, and then some people, Eshu is like Jesu, you know, like Jesus, you know. But, you know, Eshu, in other words, in those respects, Eshu is the issue solver. He solves issues, okay? Why does Eshu solve issues? Because Eshu is known as the owner of the pathways and roads. So he know every little cut, every little direction, every little road that lead you from here to there, wherever here or there is. So this energy that we call an Eshu, when I was getting my master's degree, I had to take an exit exam, right? I had to take an exit exam, and with the exit exam, I had three chances to do it. The first time, I didn't complete it. That was a fail, automatic, right? The second time, I didn't complete it. That was a fail, automatic. And so I put it off until when I absolutely had to do it. I have already finished all my courses, and I had to do it to take this exit exam. But I still didn't feel comfortable taking the exam, especially knowing that one of my classmates who failed the exam 3 times committed suicide. Okay? Because imagine you spending money, okay, you know, or acquiring loans or whatever it is for a particular degree. And I'm talking about these things, people, because, you know, I'm not advocating people and saying don't go to these schools. But in the age of information, you can learn just about anything online without ever having to spend a dime other than to pay your internet bill, whatever. Okay? Okay? So anyway, so SU, I went to SU before this was like the Friday, before the exam was the following Tuesday. And I went to SU crying. I said, SU, you know, I really don't want to take the exam. And it wasn't that I didn't study. It wasn't that I didn't know my work, you know, because I was straight A student. I didn't know my work, right? You know, I just felt it was very unfair that people had to take this exam, no matter what grades you got, to prove that you know what you know. Okay? I felt it was very unfair. So I went to SU and said, SU, can you get rid of this exam? Can you help me? And SU say, yes. I said, okay. I said, okay, Baba, what do I need to get for you? What do I need to give you? What kind of things do I need to put together for you or to make that energy manifest where I didn't want to see that exam anymore? Okay? And Eshu told me he wanted a goat. He just didn't want the goat. He wanted me to slaughter the goat. Okay? Skin the goat. Disembowel the goat. Cook the goat. And put everything down there in front of him, right? So I set out right away, because Eshu don't tell me, yes, he's going to do it. And I set out right away, go get the goat and do everything. I was by myself. I didn't have anybody helping me. I did it alone, okay? And it wasn't very difficult for me to slaughter a goat, because, you know, I did it before. I grew up in the islands and I slaughtered goats. We had goats. We raised up with goats. We raised goats, right? So anyway, I did everything. And I didn't go back and ask SU anything else again. I still went ahead and tried to prepare for this thing, for the exam. But on the Monday morning, I receive a phone call. Melba, good news. I say, yeah? What's the good news? You don't have to take the exam. I'm like, oh, you know, so I'm asking, repeat it. So I must have said repeat it about 3 or 4 times. And then, you know, she laughed. She say, not only you, but everybody in your discipline don't have to take the exam. Right? I was singing and dancing and doing the dance for SU, you know, in front of SU, like I was so happy. Everybody else didn't have to take it either. They got rid of it. Right? But that's not the end of the story. That was in 2013. This is 2023. And I was, you know, looking for some books and stuff, some old books. And I went and dig in my stuff from the school and everything. I went and dig in it and everything. And I found a sealed letter from the school. That letter came along with my diploma, right? That letter came along with my diploma. And So I opened it for the first time. It's been sitting down there 10 years, unopened, because I know they said they was going to ship my diploma, and that's all I cared about, right? So then I opened it, and I realized that not only did they remove the exam for my discipline, which was health and wellness psychology, they removed the exit exam for 21 disciplines. Now, guess what? That is one of SU's numbers, okay? You know, all these, you know, calculations and stuff, you know, because that's how things work in the world. Everything is with calculations and numbers, okay? That's how our DNA is. You know, we're a bunch of numbers, make up, you know, this avatar that you're seeing here now, okay? All right? And I bugged out over that. I bugged out over it for a long time, and I started bugging out on it again this year, okay? So I'm saying, imagine what we can do as spiritual people with the proper know-how, the proper numbers, because, you know, in numbers, you know, numbers make a difference, right? Numbers make a big, big difference in everything, okay? So what can we do working with that energy of Eshu if we were working in numbers to alleviate something, say, like the student loans, forgiveness, disappearance, you know, like one of those presidents just say, hey, forgive everybody. You know, everybody that have a student loan will be jumping for joy, because that student loan thing, the longer you take to pay it, the more interest it gets on it, and the more you have, those interests can be more than the loan over time. Okay? So, you know, that's one of the rackets that we have going on. That's one of a big problem for a lot of people, okay? Some people have their diplomas, and guess what? They ain't there work one day with their diploma. They ain't there get a job with their diploma, okay? They get a master's degree, and then they go work at McDonald's or someplace. That's the reality for a lot of people, okay? So we got these big issues going on. Okay, we got these big issues going on, and we need to employ these things. So how is Eshu a weapon? So Eshu becomes a weapon because, you know, information is key. And Eshu is the messenger. Eshu is the divine messenger. So information is key. You don't know you're slow, okay? And on that note, I want to say something about not knowing something, you know? And we're still talking about numbers and everything. Recently, I discovered something very crucial about dark-skinned people. And at the same time I discovered it from two points of view. But both of them are very important, right? The first time, the mention of not saying that you're black or not saying that you're African, right, have a lot to do with you as a people, okay, who are... you're not actually a color, you know, okay? You're not a color, okay? That the color scheme is a commercial reason why we have the color scheme, why we have black, why we have white, okay? And when it comes to that commercial scheme, black don't have a number. Black is zero. Okay, if you want to consider zero a number, but black is zero, right? And when you're zero, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And that's part of the reasons why you find that when you put on any document your race as being black, there are certain guidelines of how to deal with you in commerce. Where money is concerned, your zero means that you can't do any large-scale buying, any large-scale selling, none of that. None of that, because you're a zero. Now, if you say you're white, okay, then white counts, okay? White is written as a number. So they tell that when it comes to matters of commerce, they can tell if you, you know, what to do with you, whether to give you a loan, okay, whether to approve you for a house, a car, whatever. You understand? So these are the things that are happening that are, you know, very unfair, you know. So the other part now, I found out that, and it ties into the commerce issue that of what President Obama said. When President Obama said black has no standing at law, I was recently made clear of that, what exactly that means. And that basically is saying the same thing. And who brought that to my attention was none other than Chief Nanya Shabu-El of the Aksakata Nation. I just did a solidarity thing with them. But what I'm trying to tell you, and then we're going to try to go from issue, but issue two, deal with numbers. Okay, anytime you have to deliver a message to anybody, you know, there's codes. There's a way to say things and a way to do things. And that's how our whole system is ran. So if now, if your code is zero and the other one is one or two or whatever number it is, you are not going to be getting anything hardly. Okay? Uh-huh. Someone put in Black's Law Dictionary, we are considered white. And the white are considered black. That is correct. You understand? Because the name black, when you say you're black, that means you're pale. Are you pale? Are you dark-skinned people pale? Okay. It's the other way around. So, you know, my suggestion, you know, get white, call Chief Nanya. Okay. Try to get Chief Nanya and go through the process and get yourself white or use your indigenous appellation on your documents so we can begin to set things straight when it comes to that color problem, okay? So you're listening to True Talks with Ofeo Faye, and we're talking about Orisha spiritual weapons and defense mechanisms for today. All right. So y'all heard about Eshu, and you know, Eshu, like I say, Eshu has that divine communication, and it's true communication where we know about ourselves. You know how many people have lost and been abused and used because of not knowing a certain thing, especially about themselves, you know. And, you know, I know we came from, when it comes to dark-skinned people, they talk about, oh, you know, all the appellations that they put on dark-skinned people, Negro, you know, and the most one that they use, you know, to call people, you know, instead of saying Niger, they say nigger. You understand me? So these things are, you know, and they've come to be acceptable. Okay? They've come to be so acceptable, you know, because we went from, you know, James Brown, say it loud and black and I'm proud, just to inspire people to not be feeling what was actually and still is happening when it comes to black, the inequality, the unfairness of when it comes to using the appellation of the word black, right? Because you're not black. You know, my brother, Sheyi Satubo, made me elatedly happy when he said this at Congress when there was, on June 1st this year, when they were having a discussion on African spirituality and whatnot. He made it absolutely clear. We are not African. We are not black. Okay? If you want to say that you are something having to do with the spirituality out of the East, the spirituality in the East, the spirituality that's going on in what did they call Africa before? It's not even Africa, but that's the name that people are using because that's what everybody know now. So everything is basically turning around, and this is a spiritual phenomena that's happening. Everything is turning around. Things are going to change, and they're going to change very fast, where people are not going to be able to people are not going to be able to deny, you know, the information. They're not going to be able to hide it anymore. So a lot of information is coming out. So Eshu, that's another quality of Eshu, because Eshu could dig up something from where you think you don't know it there, but Eshu know it's there. The energy know it's there. So he's like, okay, remember he's owner of roads and pathways. So Eshu would be like, okay, let me see where that could be hidden now. And, you know, boom, 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 you go right to the source. Where is that information hidden? Where is that valuable thing hidden, right? Okay? So even when you talk about Eshu, and I'm not going to go in, I'm going to mention Oduz and Oromila, because you know how all of us, we look at our lives that we are living here, and in some way we feel trapped because many people don't know the reason why they're here. Many people don't know why they have a hard time in life. Many people don't know why, you know, there's the haves and the haves not, you know? And, you know, that bothers people, and they, you know, they feel hopeless and everything. But that's where the Odus of Ifa, and that Ifa is that system of sciences that basically knows what to do about all these different issues. And the master diviner over that is called Oromila, which is dubbed Ileri Pin. Ileri Pin meaning witness to creation, right? So everything that happened already, and we got to think in terms of the age that we're in. You know, everybody, you know, they say the Aquarian age, if you want to go there. The Aquarian age is the age of spirituality, the age of enlightenment, right? Where nothing is hidden. So all the information is coming out, all the sources where things actually come from. And then the universe now is getting ready to go into, after this age, to go into start a new cycle, a new age. But Aquarius is said to be the one to usher in the new age, right? So we're ushering the new age, and Aquarius is not allowing nothing to stay hidden. It's like everything is getting put back in its rightful place so we can have the balance. Because right now, you know, everything is out of balance. Everything is out of balance. There's no balance, right? You know, we have, you come in a certain way. You have male and female imbalances, you know, you don't know, a lot of people don't know right now if they're male or if they're female, and if they want to be male or they want to be female, you know. So everybody's just doing whatever they feel, you know, I could be male and I could be female and I could be male and female and I could be male, and they do everything, okay, without any, you know, so water wants to be dirt, and, you know, dirt wants to be what, fire, you know, like that. That's a lot of confusion. And, you know, and who is to say, right, that these things are what they really are? Okay. Who is to say? Okay, we're going to discover some things, I mean, some really weird things. I want to tell you guys something that happened, because I do some, sometimes I'm looking for information, then other information comes across my, you know, when I'm browsing on the internet. And I was looking for, well, actually someone sent a video to me about the rainbow. And when with the rainbow, I remember Ogun, right? Because nobody would figure that Ogun has anything to do with the rainbow. You know, they would, if you're in Orisha tradition, you would think that Ogun has nothing to do with the rainbow, which in fact, here we go back to numbers again. You know, there's a Pataki about how Ogun was enlisted to take the different chemical compositions, the different things underneath the water, like ore and you know, diamond and whatever else is underneath the water, right? To mix the elixir that created the rainbow, right? So when that happened, it was because I'm live on Facebook and I'm live on my show right now. Can you call in? I can't hear you, but I'm live on Facebook. Go to Facebook and just look for me on the live. Go to my page. Okay, thank you. Okay, so anyway, I'm moving pretty slow, but after that, the rainbow, and that was because, if I recall it, the Pataki cried well, that it was about love. It was in on my series of that I did about love. I think it's in part one, right, where Olodumare was getting ready to Olorun. Olodumare was getting ready to destroy humanity. Why? Because of the wickedness that was going on down here. Right, the imbalance and everything. But then the thing that hit the divinity was that, you know, how can I destroy my own creation? So there's where the love came in. And then Eshu was called to, like, you know, find a solution. Because, you know, Eshu know everybody that can do everything. That's Eshu again. So then they went, called Ogun went, enlist himself to go to Oshun Mari. And next thing you know, the chemical composition was made, and boom, the rainbow stretched from heaven to earth, or from earth to heaven. And of course, what happened? Okay? No, Olodumare didn't want to, you know, kill everybody again. You know what I mean? Destroy everybody again. But there's some other deep, there's so many deep things about our tradition and the powers of these orishas. So you can imagine the rainbow is something that everybody see every once in a while. I don't know, maybe some people never seen a rainbow, but I've seen rainbows many times, right? And when you see the rainbow, ashe aburu aboye abushishe abuato ashere wari wofun, yes? And when you see the rainbow, you instantly get happy, okay? Because it's so beautiful to look at. And then there are laws about the rainbow, you know, being like the other end of the rainbow is where the treasure is at. You know what I mean? So Akiboland, that's the name. Thank you. That's the name of the Akiboland. You know, they say they call it Akiboland after, that's the name of the planet Earth, Akiboland. Thank you. Thank you, Conrad. Thank you, Ashe. And, yeah, so so Akiboland, I started to mention Akiboland, the real name is Adulawo of the Omo Odua. That's right, that's the real name of the people who adhere to this spirituality, these sciences, and this way of life. That's what Baba Sotubo said. Adulawo. We're not black people. We're not African people. We're Adulawo. Okay? Okay? And the name Akiboland is so significant because, let me tell you, that's a long story by itself, and that's another show, because that's when they talk about who actually created the human being. You know, it wasn't one God or one divinity or one type of, you know, there are other people, other beings, right? And that's a whole show by itself, buddy. I know it. That's a whole show by itself. So we're going to move on, right? So we know Eshu, and I always have to praise Eshu because Eshu, Eshu really did it for me and showed me in the simplest way, what kind of power the Orisha actually has, right? And what can be done, you know, when the Orisha is enlisted and brought into your life to help you. And that's why I call them spiritual weapons. That's why I call them weapons. I call them weapons because they aid us in different aspects of life that, I mean, it's not even on a personal level. So Eshu not only got rid of the exam for me, he got rid of the exam for my whole discipline. And then to my surprise, my utmost surprise, is that he got rid of the discipline, the exam for 21 disciplines. You know how many people? That's a lot of people, okay, that wouldn't try to feel like they need to commit suicide because their life is over because they don't get to have, and guess what? If you fail that third exam, guess what? Do you think they're going to let you skip with those classes that you took? You got to take them over. If you want to say you're in the program, you have to take every single one of those courses over. And then where are you going to get the money to do that? You think you're going to get another loan? So you got to pay for the loan. You didn't get the diploma. You can't get another loan. You don't have any money to pay. that's enough to make somebody want to check out for real, okay? Because they feel like their life is lost. But you see, a lot of us think, we don't think outside of the box. Because if you look at people that actually have something, or they become rich, or they're stable, they don't have to be mega rich or anything, but they're stable, it's something that they're doing, right? Or they have created that other people need, want, or enjoy having, right? And next thing you know, they got money. Okay? And the system we live in, everything is bought and sold. And what kind of spending power do the Adulawo people have? When everything else is, you know, it was made for you not to have. Okay? So we're going to go on to Baba Ogun now, right? You know, that's my father. Mm-hmm. Baba Ogun. Ooh, buddy. Okay. You know, they say Baba Ogun is the deity of metal, right? And when you talk about metal, everything, you know, even the glasses I have on right now have some sort of metal in it. You know, my emblems for the Orisha have metal. Okay, they have metal. This have metal. The desks have metal. The television. Everything. We got the metal pots and pans. We got metal spoons and forks. Knives. We got every single thing. The whole house is full of metal, you know. The streets are full of metal, you see. Okay? So I say Baba Ogun is the deity of industry, you know, because next thing you know, you're building, you're flying, you're driving, you're communicating on the cell phone. That's metal, right? But then they say Baba Ogun is the deity of war. So how can you use this deity of industry / war to help you? Okay. I always say that Baba Ogun provides stability. Okay. Because if you have a home, you feel like you're stable. You have a car, you feel like you're stable. You have your electricity, you feel like you're stable. Because guess what? Metal is in the electricity too. Okay? You're stable. You have pots and pans to cook in, you're stable. Bake in, you're stable. You have the metal that runs the pipes for the water. You're stable. You understand? When you don't have these things, okay, and a lot of people don't have these things. A lot of people. Okay. I thank God for a bucket, but how many times a bucket going to go to the well before it drop out? Okay. A lot of people still don't have running water, much less a proper house. You know, people still living in different types of buildings that are metal-less. And with all the resources we have in this world, there's a lot. Okay? Okay? So, Ogun now represents that stability that people so dearly want in their lives. Okay, that's stability. But with everything too, Ogun also represents the ability to forge ahead, the ability to keep going, keep at it. And I'm saying keep at it because, you know how the elders say, no, a little bit of hard work never kill you. No, it only make you stronger. You're not going to drop down from hard work, but say you drop down from things like loneliness, inertia, you know, you're just there like a slug on a rock. You drop down dead from things like that. But working, no. Okay? So Ogun brings forth that ethic of working towards your goal, whatever it is that you see you need to have so you can have the things you need to have in life. Give thanks to Baba Ogun. I wouldn't be sitting underneath a roof right now. Okay? I wouldn't have my glasses. Hey, when were the glasses invented? Oh, my God. Okay? So remember how many people were going around squinting? You know, I'd be squinting when I don't have my glasses on. Yeah. Okay? So we have all these things that are going on. So now, I hope you all are following me. I hope I'm not being too boring today. I feel a little bit under the weather. It's overcast. I don't know if it's the weather has got me down like this, but I wanted to share something that happened. Okay? And it has more to do with the entire world system of how things are being hidden from people and how things are revealed to people. And it has a lot to do with our existence as human beings in this earth, right? Because, you know, all of us have an expiration date, right? Okay? We all have an expiration date. But in the meantime, while we have this expiration date, we want to enjoy our lives. We want to live. We want to be happy. We want to be comfortable, you know. He who feels comfortable behave like that. If you're comfortable, you're going to behave like you're comfortable. Okay? You're going to behave that way. You're not going to, act like everything all dandy, you know, and that's part of the reason why a lot of people go to Ifa. They go to Ifa because something ain't right. But what I'm saying is we can go to Ifa on big things, not always because of these personal things we got going on. Because I wish everybody in the world knew, especially all the dark-skinned people, all the Adulao people, know that they're not black and African. We're not African. We're not Caribbean. We're not none of those. Because when you decide you want to stay black, okay, remember you're a zero. You don't count. You're a zero. You're like an add-on, okay? And there's so much other things that being black is no good. Okay, number one, just put in your mind, black means pale. And are you pale? No. Okay. I ain't gonna go there too much. Like I told y'all, you know, look for this person right here. I'm gonna put it in the chat. His name is Chief. And Chief Nanya Shabu, yeah. All right? Chief Nanya Shabu, yeah. Uh-oh. Why I got Eileen Gonzalez? How you come up here? Oh, because you're it. Shabu, yeah. That's it. Chief Nanya Shabu, yeah. Right? Okay. Okay. The creation, the original color is dark skin. Hey, Baba, I'm gonna bring. You're on Blog Talk Radio too. You're on Blog Talk Radio? Baba Satubo, are you on Blog Talk? Yes, I'm going to send a name right now for you. Okay, that's the last name. It's that's a whole thing. Chief Nanya Shabu, and it's E-I-L on the end. Okay, Shabu is with two A's. S-H-A-A-B-U. Yeah, because we need to get with the program. Okay, it's time. It's time. The universe is telling us it's time, and we gotta know it's time too. Okay. So, Baba Satubo, I wanted to bring you on to speak on the radio. I don't know if you're on the radio. You know, I have a few people on the radio, but some people are there. So, anyway, for those of us who don't know or don't have Orisha, right, that doesn't mean that your Ori, okay, that doesn't mean that your Ori does not resonate towards the Orisha and that your Ori don't have any power. Because in everything we do, you know, the Ori is the main culprit, right? Yeah, because if the Ori say no, it's no. And it work in a positive way too. The Ori say yes, it's yes. So you could imagine all of us waking up and saying, hey, I am Adulawo. Okay? You know, what was said is, at creation, the original color is dark skin. And it says it right in the Bible. Okay? But the dark skin is not black. Okay? No. Okay? And this birthed light skins. Okay? And other shades as a result of migration, gene mutation, okay? Gene mutation, climate influences, geographical location. Let me tell you, okay? And you can find all of this in the Odu Zabifa and Odu Osa Ogunda, okay? There's nothing like black or white in human skin pigmentation. And that is the truth. This is pure political colorations to drive in racism and supremacy tendencies. Yeah, and to rob too, and to take resources away from people who need them, you know. Okay, this is pure political colorations to drive in racism and supremacy tendencies. And this is what the Baba is saying. Ifa in Ogbe Ogunda or Ogbe Gunda, Oramila advised against discrimination of any form in the allegory of sleeping with leper to produce a gel called Asietebi. Asietebi. So it's dark and light skins. Eshudara, the oracle speaks. Ashe. Ashe, ashe. Okay? So we see, you know, I mean, this show is not about whether you're dark or white, but, you know, we have, it's about our issues that we're having, our problems. That's why we say, you know, we have to look at the Orisha as weapons and defense mechanisms, because it's through the Orishas how we get to understand what is going on and also do something about it. Understanding yourself, that's the main thing in Ifa. To understand yourself, that's why we have destiny. That's why everybody have a destiny. Because you don't need, you know, Ifa is true Ifa oracle that you can find out your destiny. True Ifa. And you don't need everybody destiny basically is not quote unquote to be a priest of Ifa, but at least you can know, well, why the hell am I here? Why am I here? What is my job, my duty? Okay, my passion. You know what? Why? You know, am I just going through the strings and like a robot? You know, doing, you know, you're doing everything. I got something to tell y'all, you know, but I gotta wait to the right moment to tell y'all. And y'all not gonna believe me. But it's basically what I'm seeing happening. And people are gonna see a lot of weird stuff. Okay? And it lets you know that there are forces that are invisible that are at play. Okay? And some of those forces are unchecked, right? But some they're agreeable to us. So like the Orisha agreeable forces. Why? Because we are linked with them from before. So you know, when I look up Orisha in a Yoruba spelling, right? And you just key in the word Orisha, I mean, you have to actually spell it in a Yoruba way, O-R-I-S-A, but with the mark underneath the S, I believe, right? When you look for that, right? If you look for it without the S, I mean without the mark, it's gonna bring up some some characters called Orisha, and this is some Japanese character fighters with armor and everything. And I'm like, wow! I'm like, look at this, they got weapons. Yeah, but not the kind of weapons that we would say that we would take up arms and start destroying everybody. We need to be destroying concepts within our own minds, okay, within the system that we're living in, right? And before we can destroy them, we have to realize, well, what are they? You know, what are these concepts that are harming me? What are these concepts that are making my life miserable? What are these concepts that are keeping me at a zero when I'm a nine, right? A nine multiplied by any number to infinity is still a nine. You can't go any more than that. So I'm a nine, right? That 10 is... See? So we're having this big issue. I mean, we complain, oh, this bill is so high, the price going up, but they ain't paying me no extra money. I got to work two jobs, sometimes three jobs. That's what the people be saying, okay? In order for them to pay bills. Not even to do something creative with, you know, not even to take it to help somebody else, but just to pay bills. Okay? And this is how we're going. So now let's go on to Ochosi, right? So Ochosi is considered the hunter, right? Okay, now, so when we're talking about hunting, What you doing? You're going to get something, right? You know, and hunters, you know, they always have weapons, right? So Ochosi is more so a seeker, right? Because when you go hunting, you got to go look for what it is you want to hunt, right? So Ochosi, as a seeker / hunter, you know, I say more of a seeker, right? That Ochosi is able to, when you manipulate that energy, is to go after something and bring it to you. Right? You want something and you go get it. So you go with Ochosi, and there he go with his bow and arrow, and he shoot it, boom, 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 and then you just pull the string and come in, right? So the bow and arrow have a string attached to it, right? You see? So it could come right back to you, or you shoot it, wait, drop, you got to run, go get it, right? Okay? So Chosi, that concept when applied to getting something in this world. First, you got to know what is the target you're after. Okay? If I want to get that number 9 instead of a 0, what do I have to do? What do I have to do to get to that number 9? What do I have to do to count in this world? Okay? You know, the people are they dark skin, and you know they have, our system is so complicated. You know, you got patent laws and stuff where you go, you talking about you creating something, so you patent it, like, so you can own it. And there go my boy, the Black's Law Dictionary again, buddy. In Black's Law Dictionary, we are considered white, and the white are considered black, yeah, because we're not pale. That's what my boy say in the Black's Law Dictionary. That's how it's written, okay? Not only that, okay, in the patent office, you know, like if you create something and you want to go patent it, if you go and try to look up Black and African American, you're going to find your patent as meat, right along with pork and beef and lamb. An actual patent in the patent office. And of course, you know, it's connected to a lot of other stuff that we don't know anything about. But guess what? We better get to know. And that's where we can employ Oshosi, you know, not just by himself. You know, sometimes we got to employ all the Mauritius together, you know, employ everybody together to go on a big mission, even though Eshu did that big mission by himself. I'm letting y'all know Eshu did that big mission by himself. Half of the people that didn't have to take that exam, I know they were so happy, but nobody knows that they're giving the credit. I'm giving the credit to Eshu. Because I honestly feel if I didn't do that, that exam would still be carrying on for all those people in all those disciplines year in, year out. Because when they do that, if you fail, who gets money? Who gets the money that you already paid? Do you think they give it back to you? No. Feel like your freaking life is over. Okay? You feel like your life is done with. Okay? You don't even have the will to do it again. You're like, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. I can't do it. That's like somebody that been to jail. They got in trouble and they know they're getting ready to go back to jail again. They decide they enlist and I'm going to die first before I go to jail again because they don't want to go. So they have in their mind like, hey, I don't care who I got to take out with me. I'm going to take them out. But you see, there's the kind of analogy that when it comes to the Orisha and how the energy that they have, how the energy works, we got to cultivate this energy not so personally, because it's not only you that have the problem. It's all of us, okay, that have the problem because everything is imbalanced or turned upside down. Even a simple thing like the interpretation of the word black and white as race identification for people is wrong. Why is that being done? Why is that being done? That is being done for control purposes, for robbery. Okay? See? Baba Sheyi, and we're going to flip right back to Ogun. He made a comment, and I want to say it here for everybody to hear it. that Ogun is the energy of engineering, okay? Yeah, that's like, you know, I'm gonna do the plan. I'm going to see how this works. I'm going to put it together. And technology that produces civilization, which further existence, Eshu is the kinetic energy of motions and movement. See how everything connecting? Okay. Actions and interactions, decisions and dispositions, journeys of Ori within the ocean of time and space are shit. Okay? So you need Eshu, you need Ori, Eshu and Ogun for spiritual defense. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Okay? So people, you know, sometimes, you know, and I ain't trying to go on a negative and I ain't trying to stray away from anything. But, you know, people wonder, well, okay, why you have so many Orisha? Because there are so many Orisha. There are a lot of Orishas. Oh, my goodness. The Orisha can't done. You know? The Orisha can't done, and they represent different things that we're in nature, in the primordial energy. They represent different things. You know, the sun is an Orisha. The moon is an Orisha. Okay? Certain trees are Orishas, okay? Okay? And you yourself, your own Ori is an Orisha. Hey! Okay? So, when you see these things now, you have to, when you sit back and look at them, you know, and, you know, I don't care if people feel like I'm advocating for Orisha, but in a way, I am, because I see how Orisha can help us greatly. Not just on a personal level, but on a global level. You know? Especially when I'm going to say that today, people are a lot smarter than they give themselves credit for. Okay? Okay? Is the only thing that keeps people from being smart is when they enter into any religious affiliation, when they enter into any contract without really figuring out, well, I'm in this contract and why? Am I being robbed? You know what I mean? Like back in the day when the people, because of lack of information, you know how many people sold their lands and had their land stolen from them, literally, because you're going to give me a bag of rice because, you know, I don't have rice, and you're going to give me some infected blankets because I, you know, I don't have any cover, and then take my land, kill my people. You see? And all of this, okay, is going on, and people are tired because it's still happening. It mightn't be happening in the way how it happened before, but it's still happening. Okay? Look at what just happened to so many people who were disconnected from their family during the 2020, 21, and still 22. Pandemic. Okay. Instead of the quality of life getting better, it got worse. Okay. And people are just like very me, and they're not looking at the big picture. You got to look at the big picture. What's really going on, people? Okay, so Meferafun Ashe Orisha, give thanks to the Orisha. You know that some of us are locked into it, but even many of the people that are locked in or have Orisha still not getting together to bring this these Orisha to a point where we could really, really work with them. Because there's a lot of individual infighting bull crap that's going on. Minuscule thinking about how to employ these powers of the Orisha. And then there's too much segregation, clannishness, separation between one Ile spiritual house to the next, to the next, to the next. And all because we do things this way, and all because we do things this way. What about your Ori? What about brainstorming? What about, you know, think tanking, right? Okay. The people, you know, keep separate. We have to stop it, people, because time is of the essence and you know, it's counting down, okay? It's counting down, and while others are planning basically for our demise, we should be planning for life, okay? I don't know how you all feel about that, but that's what's going on. That's what's going on. I mean, some people just turn a blind eye and like, oh, Jesus Christ saved me. Oh, let me just go pray to God and this and that. What a friggin' praying to God ever did for you? Huh? And the world. Put everybody in bondage. Following the religious order, you forget that you have an Ori. You forget that you have a mind to think. You forget that when you feel something, when you experience something, that other people experiencing it too. Because we all in the same boat. Yeah? Okay? Some people want to jump off because they figure they could jump off the boat and catch a yacht. Right? Next thing you know, the yacht sink like the Titanic. Because they think they got everything straightened out. You hear what, you know, oh, it is Bob Marley. Bob Marley says so much trouble in the world, you know. You know, and because people ego tripping. And then some people want to just take and blast off on a spaceship and forget all the reality that's going on right here where we live. Even if we're living in a friggin' hologram. Y'all excuse my language, okay? But, you know, when I try to talk about certain things, because I see, you know, and I can see, you know, not just with these eyes, but these eyes don't barely see anything, but my inner eyes see, you know, a lot of things. And maybe because of my passion for things, you know, it bothers me so. It bothers me, and I say, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? I'm always trying to find out what can we do. Okay. So then ways be made available to you. Ways be made available. Yes, Telly Marie. Yes, Telly Marie. Happy to see you. Mhm. Yes, the Titanic. Yes, that you know, that's how we are, you know, like, you know, why not try to make things better? Why not? Okay? So here we come now. Let's go to Obatala, right? Obatala is who helps us to have the calmness, the focus, the intuitiveness, okay, to see and to know right from wrong, basically. Okay. You know, Obatala, imagine, okay, so you're a shell, right? you're an empty shell. Then along comes this primordial energy of light, the owner of the white cloth, right? And place in your being consciousness. And consciousness is just not knowing without even know that you're knowing, right? You know, but that comes and put the knowing inside of you, yeah? And then you take that and act like you are airhead, you don't know nothing. You don't see nothing because, you know, you busy, you got your eyes closed and you busy. Whoa, save me for myself. Yeah, yeah. And Obatala put this consciousness in you, even subconsciousness, you know what I mean? Things in your knowing spectrum, in your span of knowing. And I'm not talking where your mama teach you, where your daddy teach you. I ain't talking none of that. I'm talking about infinite knowing. Yeah? Because a lot of things we're taught is opposite and wrong. But we can tell, look at the white and black issue. What is that? What is that? You know? And a lot of people don't know. Okay? When you go fill out the form or anything and it asks your race, you don't have to say you black. You can say you white if you want to. You can say you any race, anything. Okay? And maybe it's a time when we're supposed to be putting in into black and white, ink and paper, right? That we are who we are. So when they come with their list of, okay, are you so, and you got to choose one. Okay, somebody said they were trying to even like revise the census report to include if you are black Caribbean, black Cuban, black something else, Jamaican, you know, because, you know, he got white Jamaicans too, so, quote unquote, right? Black anything, right? So you got to write the region you're from, and then you got to write the ethnicity you're from. Not even your actual origins, like who, you know what I mean? Like who you really are. They don't want to know that. They just want to know you're black and where are you now? I want to know where you are. You black Caribbean? Oh, that's where you're from. Okay, got you. I know how to deal with you. You see? So now we can go and petition and put in these things ourselves. When I say put them in, you write them in yourself. Okay? And that might create a problem for you. So I tell you, you know, yeah, call Chief Nanya Shabuel and find out what's going on. Find out what's going on. I mean, progressively find out what's going on. And, you know, all the people all over the world, I mean, that we have quote-unquote black people or people of, you know, the dark-skinned people who are educated. They're educated and they're well off. But they don't see the necessity, the need to remove that stigma. Because you can go anywhere in the world, and the people that are treated the worst are the people with the dark skin. Anywhere, among any so-called race of people or group of people. Anywhere. Okay? You see? Yeah, that's the truth. Education does not equate to intelligence, especially divine intelligence. And that is the truth. That's where Obatala comes in. That's perfect, Kenneth. Obatala comes in with divine intelligence. That's right. Okay? These are the kinds of weapons that we need. These are the kinds of defense mechanisms that we need to learn how to use, not on a very small scale, but on a large scale. This is what we need to do. You see? So you have that. You have that with Obatala, you know, and do it in a way that, you know, you're not being aggressive or anything. When I say, you know, write it in, I mean, what create laws? The way people vote, right? How many people agree, right? Or how many people say they agree? Because people like people to talk for them and not, they don't like to talk for themselves. But how we agree and then how we make sure we document it, right? That's very important, okay? Because we could talk. But then when they have nothing written down, no document, nobody think. That's why they look at your document and then know that they can give you, dark-skinned people, a zero, that you count for nothing, and they can pattern you as meat, like pork and lamb, beef. So, but Allah is here with this divine intelligence, and that is the intelligence that we need to use to get our, you know, stop being used and abused by the system. And when I dubbed it the shit system, and I'm not being like it stinks and nasty, which it is, stinks and nasty, okay? But the S is the social system, the H is the health system, the I is the intelligence system, like how we communicate, how things are done, like with them, you know, everything is the underlying robbing scenario on the bottom, right? And then the tender system, which is the money, right? S-H-I-T. All of these systems put together, let me tell you, they're doing people in. Yeah, where you might be able to lift 130, you're lucky if you reach, how they say in the Bible, 3 scores and 10. That's what is that? That's 100, right? That's 100. You rare if you reach 3 scores and 10, right? Okay. All right. So we have Obatala, you know. All right. And people, open your eyes, because you see all the stuff that's going on in this world. Okay. Okay. Weather tampering, genocide by biological weapons, you know, germ warfare. High beam demolitions of a whole friggin' city. Hey, let me tell you. You swear that people, you swear this is like a sci-fi movie or something. But this, the level of technology that has been created with destruction, you know, where all the technologies, the Fairphone Baba Ogun, all the technologies, say from, you know, these things that we use normally every day, you know, with that they couldn't help but share it with us, because now they look like they, you know, they can make money from it. You know, cause I remember back in the day, you know, and everybody could go back to drum communication. That's all the only way you could communicate other than talking. You start beating some drums or ringing some bells, and it go from one bell one place to the next and whatnot, carry a message, you know. But, you know, we had beepers, you know, computers that were like as big as a whole room. You know what I mean? Forget the little computer on your wrist, right? Forget the computer that's in the headset. Like you could turn Wi-Fi on and pick up anything you want, right? Forget all of that. So But they got a lot of technologies that can help feed people, change the landscape where it's barren to fresh, you know. But instead of doing that, let's see. Let's give them synthetic food, right? Stop them from growing, you know. I don't know what's with this like self-defeating mentality that's out there. And that's because people are so much into greed and wealth. And then many of the people seem like they're, I mean, how can you sit down in a group, whether it's the Senate or whatever it is, and agree to mass poison people, you know, and have other people who speak up against it, you know, produce things that you know can kill people, right? And then you sign it and you sign off on it and then you go home. What do you call people like that? I don't know. But at the same time, those of us who are just being very complacent, not saying anything, not doing anything, not coming together, not linking up with people of like minds, not worried about it. They're just praying to Jesus, right? What do you say about us, you know, the people that do that, right? Okay. So y'all been listening to Orisha's Spiritual Weapons and Defense Mechanisms for today on True Talks with Ofeofe. And the thing about it is, you know, I'm getting like a little bit under the skin type of way, you know, a little bit under the skin, because I didn't want this podcast to be just about telling you something that you could just go and Google and find out concerning the Orisha, or you can do some book research and find out about the different Orishas. I really wanted to get the message out of solidarity and unity to make changes come about, because we're heading into some troublesome times. And I'm not calling it out. I see it coming. You know, the troublesome times are coming, you know, and we got to help each other. We got to come together. We got to band together and try to do as much as we can, especially with the powers that we have and with the forces that we are working with. Because guess what? Little do we know. I mean, some people, you know, everything you tell them, they say, oh, conspiracy theory. And then next thing you know, the conspiracy and the theory is operating fine and well. Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory, all right. People who conspire, they come up with these theories, and then they conspire to use it in whatever way and in the worst way. Exactly. You know, why can't we come up with our theories and work them in the way we want to work them? Because I'm up for some mass rituals, yeah. I want to be right alongside many of my Ifa and Orisha brothers and sisters doing some stuff, using my energy. And I got some. Yes, my love. See, I love this sister here, you know. I love her so much. If I were with her, I would be giving her a hug and a kiss right now. Mm-hmm. HR Ogene. Yes. And that's our issue. That is our issue. You know, even if we are separated by space and place, there are things we can do, because we got to use this technology. You think Baba Ogun work all of this up for us for nothing? We got to use this technology to get together, even if we can't meet in the same space, you can imagine. I participated in an experiment intention or intention experiment. It's been a long time. An intention experiment where we focused on changing something in nature, and it happened to be a dirty river. Okay? We were shown the videos of the river before, the dirty river, the same river, and then we did the intention experiment, which was on a particular time, a particular day, we focus on the river being cleared up, focus, visualize the river in our mind's eye being cleared up. We did that in a sort of meditative state with a little bit of drums, who could be drum, a little bit who wanted to ring a bell or gong or whatever. You know, you were able to use instruments to help you with your meditation. And I think the experiment went on for 6 weeks. And then after the 6th week, we saw the results of the experiment, which was a clear river. So I know when you're talking about force, because remember now, the Orisha, I'm saying he and she and all of this, I didn't get to all the other Orishas, Yemoja, Oya, Oshun, Oba, Orisha, Oko, Olokun, all of them. It's so many, right? And I wouldn't be able to go in there. So many Orisha. You know, they say they got, some say 401, right? 200, there's one in the middle. Some say, no, it's 1,000. Some say, no, it's 4,000. Some say, no, you know, it's infinite, right? They got so many. Iwamole, and, you know, when they come here now, they become Orisha, whatever, right? But these forces are there like the universe. They're part of the universe. And when we send out a message, it come right back to what it is we sending out. But we sending out so much things unfair. We afraid to do this. You know, I don't want to curse nobody's way of how they deal with what some people call God. I don't want to curse anybody's way of how they deal with God. Okay? It's not, that's not the point. My point is how you're dealing with me, who right here in front of you. Because you can't tell somebody, oh, I'm going to pray for you, and next thing you pray for them to broke their foot. You know? So we want to get more, lovely results from our universe. We want to get more kind results. You know, we want to get the change from the universe. And I definitely would really like to do We Are Not Black and We Are Not African. We Are Not Black, We Are Not African meditation. So the whole world will know it. The whole world will get the message. And you know what they say? It don't take, but how many say they say, it take how many people to light up 10 city blocks? I forgot. I got to look for it. But it's not very much. I mean, when they say light up, I mean to send off enough electricity from your human body to light up 10 blocks. Hey. These are the things that we're capable of doing, you know. You know? And the thing about it is that when you talk about these things, you know, people sometimes they begin to think you're a little bit cuckoo for Cocoa Puff, you know. I'm rocking with my Ajay today, you know. Ajay giving me the feeling of, you know, well, I'm putting out my wealth of whatever I have inside of me, right? But anyway, so anybody have any questions they want to ask me or ask about or mention or say a comment about what we've been talking about here? Blog Talk Radio people, y'all being so silent and attentive, I really appreciate you all very much. But nobody raised their hand to say A, B, C, or D. Okay? Okay? But if you understand what I mean, it's all about the intention that we put into getting whatever we need and we agree on getting, okay? Because believe it or not, when these people made up all of these laws, rules, and all the things that rob and kill and maim and when they created all these things like bombs and thing like that, you know where they got the information from? The divine. That's where they got it from. Using their divine intelligence, that's where they got it from. Okay? And so why aren't we using our divine intelligence to make things better for ourselves and for the world? Okay? They got these things from right there. I mean, and when we begin to think about what we can do, I mean, everybody is so caught up in this shit system, like I said, the SHIT system. Everybody's so caught up in it that, you know, everybody is basically on their own. We don't have to be on our own. Okay? We can link together anytime. Just say, join me. And then join. That's it. You know? And it's not about who doing what first, who doing what second, and who idea it was and all this type of thing. It's all about when we put our energy together, what will be the result? Because I got charged with the duty. I got charged with a duty to enlist the Orisha to help us to open up our minds and think, how can we change the disparities that have been happening over all these centuries to the dark-skinned people, right? To the real white people according to a Black's Law Dictionary, right? Everybody should get that Black's Law Dictionary so y'all can see what time it is. You know, it's, you know, basically an encyclopedia of laws, the different terms they use in law. Okay? Okay? So I wanted to talk a little bit about Yemoja. Okay? Because right now, you know, Yemoja is the mother, you know, Yemaya is the infinite waters, right? You know, the infinite waters. And when you talk about Yemaya, also you can talk about Olokuna, any deity, any divinity that lives or operates through the use of water, you know. So all Oshun is part of that, you know. You know, the Mamiwata is part of that, you know. And so many other deities that live in the water. Even Aji is part of that. You know what they say. But when you're talking about Yemaya, you're talking about the safety and the nurturing of us, of the human being. Because Yemaja, you know, even though, you know, the egg and the sperm meet up, you know, is in that, you know, Yemaya is the nurturer. Okay? And we want better for our children to come. You know, we don't want the children to come and having to deal with a bunch of crazy people doing all kind of crazy things, you know, giving you, you know, drugs in your food, giving you fake food. You know, I saw the apple steak for months. I'm like, oh my God, that is not a real apple. What real apple lasts for months? Okay? The apple, the skin on the apple did not even peel off. It didn't get brown or anything. It just shriveled, 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 shriveled. But it stayed for months. That was an experiment. Oh, my God. Okay? You can imagine that? Okay? But I want to tell you all something I noticed very mystically, and I see that other people are experiencing the same thing, too. And you know, y'all can say I'm hallucinating or something, but it's not me alone. Matter of fact, my daughter is who discovered it first. So we have a trash bin in the kitchen, right? We have a trash bin in the kitchen. And about 2 days ago, now let me go back to 3 days. 3 days. Someone had sent me something about, remember I mentioned earlier about the rainbow? Somebody sent me something about the rainbow and how the rainbow, the thing that the person sent me, was saying that a rainbow needs something to reflect from, like something, like some kind of light, right? To reflect off of, like how the sun, You know, the rainbow reflects off of the sun, right? So anyway, I looked at it, you know, but his theory was that it's like a hologram that is not really there. And we too are living in a holographic world, right? Okay, that was 3 days ago. Then the same time when I saw that, I did a little browsing, wasn't looking for anything in particular. I probably was looking for something else, not even something related to that video. But then the first thing I looked at, the person was speaking about the same thing. Okay. I went on and I looked at something else. The person also was speaking about the same mind. You know, I didn't browse it or anything. I didn't key it in. You know, this is what popped up. So what is that? AI involved in my fucking conversation or in my house? You know, what's going on? Anyway, right? So then it was a third thing I looked at too. And all of them were like giving little pieces of information just right there. As soon as I turn it, boom. Well, what are you talking about? You know? So I go there and three different things are talking about the same thing. I didn't make nothing of it. I didn't try to find out more. I didn't, you know, I just left it. So then the next day, my daughter asked me, Mommy, did you change our trash bin? I said, no. She said, well, why is the trash bin shrunk? Why is the trash bin looking so small now? I said, what you talking about? So I came out to see and look at the trash bin. And I, too, see the trash bin look like it shrunk. So I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm looking outside to see, like, if maybe my grandson or somebody switched the trash bin. And, you know, brought a new one and put the other one outside because it was kind of big. And one of my granddaughters, you know, she uses sometimes a wheelchair. So she always have to move the trash bin from out that corner to actually, you know, fit the wheelchair when she wants to go in the fridge or whatever. She would move it out of the way. Okay. Anyway, so I come look at the thing now, and now I get to like, wait a minute, this thing really looks small for real because I'm seeing like more space and everything, and she could go and open the fridge now and don't have to move the trash bin and all of this stuff. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, what is that? Right? So then I say, what? What's going on here? So then I go to examine the trash bin to see if it's the same trash bin. Because, you know, it had a little marks and stuff, you know. I examined it's the same trash bin. Then what makes the big, big difference is we use big trash bags because the trash bin was a certain size. When we use a big trash bag normally, the trash bag only hangs over maybe about 4 or 5 inches over the top. Okay? Right? Do you know the trash bag went all the way down to the bottom of the bag, even though it was inside the whole the trash can and the whole bag? And I'm like, and we freaking out because we like, wait a minute, what is going on here? But these are some of the things that happen and make you wonder, like, did I really see that? What's going on? How did it get like that? Did we automatically grow taller? That's what, you know, I'm like, wait, did I just happen to enlarge or something where I grew really tall? So when I looked down the trash can, it looked really low to me now. Did that happen? I don't know what happened, but that's the bomber. And then next thing you know, I do go to find out, like, well, I do go try to search and realize that different people are saying things like that are happening, and they're catching it on camera where they see, like, they do something, and next thing you know, it's undone. So are we really living in a holographic world? You know, what kind of world are we living in? Are we really inside of the matrix? Is everything that we're doing an illusion? Are we just hooked up at the back of the neck? You know, that place where egg will be jumping in. You know, this is what's going on. You need Lucero help. Uh-huh. Yeah, you sure do. Open up your pathways too. That's the same issue energy. Yes. Her Highness, I'm going to call you. Definitely. We haven't spoken in a little bit. You know? Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is what's up, people. You know, I'm glad everybody listened so attentively. But, you know, nobody raised their hand to ask one single question. But it's okay. I appreciate you all very much. I mean, this topic is something, too, that I encourage you to just try to find out what the Orisha can do for you and try to link up with people that have Orisha and see what kind of collective, because then that would even defeat a lot of the other problems that we find within the traditions of the Orisha traditions, where people have to pay these exorbitant prices for things, okay, to get things done individually, when we could all, you know, correlate some time and focus on how we can do these rituals. I don't think you have to be initiated to and have the particular Orisha to place your energy and your Ori to focus to make a change or something. Because the people I did that that intention experiment with, it has nothing to do with Orisha. They had nothing to do with Orisha. That was just people using their own energy, using their Ori to go in and, I had to pay to get in it too. I had to pay to be in that experiment. It was $125 and I paid. Because I am so sure of myself, of the energy, that when I employ the energy, that the energy comes to my assistance. right? I'm absolutely 100% sure that these energies that we, these divinities that we call Orisha, are alive and well and working with us all the time. But sometimes we are selfish with the way we work with them, and we only do things for ourselves. Like I have a habit of putting like people's pictures with the Orisha on the Orisha shrine, especially people's loved ones that want protection from the different Orishas for their offspring or their family who do not believe in the Orisha, want anything to do with the Orisha. Just know that people are praying for you anyway. Okay? That's it. Okay? And, you know, it's not just a prayer, because even if you do a particular ritual to this Orisha, and when I say ritual, people get scared of that word too. But we know ritual is just something that you do repeatedly. Like, you know, bathing your skin, brushing your teeth, combing your hair, whatever you do, cooking food, you know, anything you do mythologically, you know, with a method, you know, you do it a certain way. And then, you know, that's a ritual, okay? So don't be scared of the word ritual, but when these different ceremonies, these different rituals are done and particular prayers are said, it does something for the person. They could be in Timbuktu. Okay, like that river was in no way near me. Okay. But you know, thank God for live video, because through live video, you can do anything. You can get together and effect change. Just like this past when we did Thursday, when we did the drumming for the Oxycontin Nation of Yamasee Moores to help the people of Turtle Island, which is considered the Americas, right? Especially the people who are Adulawo over here, who are dark skinned, to realize that, you know, they are basically the true owners of the planet. And that is backed up in a lot of, and there's no need for you to be mistreated when you're the true owners of the planet. You know, who came first, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's not to say you're going to be fighting anybody, you know, because they are different pigmentation. I mean, you call it pigment. That's such a weird word, pigment. It reminds me of a pig. You know, pig is that pink, you know. You know, different tone. Let me say tone. That tone reminds me of resonance and vibration. So you're a different tone, skin tone, right? You're not fighting people because they're different. You're fighting the creations that come out from people that are different toned from you. But they create a lot of destruction. Because what do we need bombs for? To kill ourselves? Oh, please. Okay? That's not, you know, life is not about that. Life is for living. Because after that, then where you got to go back to the primordial world, right? Okay. So I'm happy that you all came on, even though I didn't get to hear my brother's voice. You know, he always put me in a, he puts me like here when I might be trying to go up here. He brings me right here, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to thank all of you for listening. All right, everybody that's on Facebook. Baba Seyi. Okay, see, so he's saying something else again here now. Despite being real in physical being, our Ori destinies exist in the spiritual realm. And these influences in our journey in time and space. Baba Sheyi, we have to have a conversation. Yeah, you need to be doing some conversations with Baba Sheyi, buddy, because this is, you know, some real deep stuff need to be clarified and understood, okay, by many people, okay? So you got it, you're saying it, and I know if you had to break it down further, you can break it down. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I really appreciate you all, and thank you all for listening. And, you know, this has been your host, Ofei Ofei, and we were live on Block Talk Radio as well. I'd like to thank everybody on Block Talk Radio for participating already, too. Okay. So I'm going to end out with some Bob Marley for everybody. I hope you guys on Facebook hear it. All right. So Dabo, everybody. Until next time.
Come with a bandung Babylon one more time.
Come with a
chandung
Babylon one more time.
Babylon one more time.
Come with a chant on Babylon one more time.